Welcome to episode 10 of Wow Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Wednesday,
the
20th
of
November,
2013. Please remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeff.
Welcome to Wow Geekly, the World of Warcraft podcast with a streak of geek. I'm joined, as always, from the other side of the world by Mr. Asheo. How are you, Mr. Asheo?
Good morning, Jeppy. I'm splendid. It's starting to warm up here.
Good. Oh, it's freezing
the
here.
The smell of summer freezing. Is awesome.
There's brass monkeys walking around ballless. Nutless, I tell you, because it's so damn cold here. All the windows are shut. Heating's on. It's a nightmare.
Well, it's almost winter. Your spring's nearly done. Time to start hibernating. And for you, I mean, I don't know how you increase your hibernation rate because you seem to do a fair amount of hibernation already. But I'm sure you'll manage.
Yeah, I'm already doing 20 hours. It's hard to squeeze a few more in. although I have changed the duvet. The duvet's now been winterized.
Nah.
We've got the extra heavy
extra
duvet
heavy
on.
Extra fluffy version.
Yeah.
Good job.
Which is quite nice. Yeah. Although I'm sure loads of people are dying to hear about the British weather system, but it's not permanent. It's like absolutely freezing and you can't move because it's so damn cold.
Right.
And then we have a warm day and that freaking duvet is so heavy, I can't even kick it off. It's so heavy. So it's a bit of a pain.
It sounds like Melbourne. We had a hot day yesterday and then a cooler day today.
It's awful being in a weather system that changes. I think I'd rather be in somewhere like San Diego where it's permanently, like 68 degrees.
Nah, I like a bit of variation. Variation is the spice of life, mate.
I have to say, I prefer the cold to the hot. I cope well in the cold.
No.
I don't cope well in the hot.
No, you can don't come to Australia then. You can stay in frosty old England. And
it's fair to say that we are different body types, yeah. I would say. And so what you revel in when it's nice and warm, I actually hate because I can't take off any more skin.
I guess there's that, isn't there? Yeah, you can always rug up more, but it's when you get to a point where nothing more to take off to get cooler.
That's right. Yeah. No, I've shaved down. That's about it. That's it. A sack back and crack. But
oh, we don't need to. Our listeners don't need to hear that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, listeners. I'm sure you're not here to listen to us talk about this stuff.
We're here to talk about WoW. But we don't start with
WoW,
do we? We start with some good old geekiness. Look at that. We made episode 10.
Double figures.
10 episodes in 10 weeks. Wow. We even kept to a schedule, kind of.
And we even snuck in a special episode. So technically this is episode 11, but we're going to call it 10 because that one was 9.9.
No, we can't do that.
Nah.
Well, if we had started at zero like I wanted to, this would have been...
Oh, don't start that again. Right. Honest to goodness.
10. What do you got for 10? I guess 10 for you Brits has got a bit of a special meaning, hasn't it? 10 Downing Street.
Number 10 Downing Street, yeah. Well, kind of. I remember as a kid, you used to be able to just walk down. You used to come off the Horse Guards Parade, walk down into Downing Street. You'd see number 10. It'd be fantastic. Now it's like Fort Apache. There's these massive gates. There's like 15 or 16 heavily armed police. It's a real nightmare. And the tourists still try to see it by forcing themselves through the tiny gaps in the gates to have a look at number 10.
I think you'd be screwed if you lived at number 8 or 12, wouldn't you?
It turns out that they own the whole block.
Right.
I think the neighbours did get a bit peed off.
Yeah, kind of figured.
But it is for government, centres of government, it's incredibly boring. When you look at things like the White House, you know, this is like a relatively nondescript street, you know, black door, policeman outside. One thing interesting about number 10 is it doesn't have an outside handle.
Oh.
You can't, somebody has to be inside all the time. Oh. Because it's open from the inside.
Well, there you go.
So.
no going on holidays and getting your neighbours to collect your mail for you then.
No, can't do it. You have to be inside all the
time. Yeah, there you go.
But it is an incredibly boring centre of government. Actually, government takes place... I mean, we obviously have the very posh place, which is the Houses of Parliament, which is far from boring and a national treasure.
Well, it's kind of fitting because I feel like 10 is probably one of the more boring numbers. It's just it doesn't feel like there's anything super special about it, or nothing really. I guess it's because it's so common. You know, your factors are 10 and counting to 10 and everything's based on 10. It's just, you know, all common knowledge and a common number, and there's nothing really super exciting about it, really.
The only thing that I could say about 10 is that in the late 70s, it gave me great hope. Do you know why?
Bo Derek.
10. And I think, do you think that's where Perfect 10 came from, or was that, I guess it was before that?
I don't know.
She's a perfect 10.
Yeah, I would guess that it was around before that.
So geeky Dudley Moore, 5 foot nothing,
yeah.
English accent, bad teeth,
yeah.
Manages to get Bo Derek.
Bo Derek, yeah. That's...
And me, 1979, what am I? I'm 12 years old. All of a sudden, there's hope.
Yeah. There's a chance.
There's hope for us.
There's a chance.
Because all you have to be is English. That seems to be the only deciding factor.
It's the accent. Right? And being sloshed all the time.
Oh, and by 12, I was permanently pissed. So, yeah. Being a proper Englishman.
Excellent.
So, it did give me hope.
Mm. So, do you know where the term decimation comes from? Deci, obviously, being the prefix for 10.
Latin. I don't know where it comes from. I know that it means by removing a tenth of the population or a tenth of the battlefield, or when something's been decimated, it's a tenth.
Yeah. I didn't know that. A decimation, to me, I just took it literally for the way that we use the word today, meaning the slaughter of a huge number.
A lot of destruction, Actually, it's overused and it's badly used a lot because, not that, as you said...
A lot of words in the English language are like that. Their meanings change over I was going to say centuries, but I mean, even years and decades. You look at, words like gay and faggot and stuff like that. They're not exactly what they meant 30, 40 years ago.
No. But, when someone says this, look at the decimation, you go, well, it's like probably 0.1% of the population.
Yeah, well, that's where it actually was used by the Romans in the Roman army to punish the groups of the soldiers. So if they're trying to do a mutiny or a desertion or something, they'd have a decimation where basically they got divided up into groups of 10 and drew a short straw, and whoever got the short straw, that 1 in 10, they got decimated. They got basically stoned and killed to death by the other 9 as punishment.
Yeah, certainly a good way to keep your troops in order.
Yeah, kept them in order. That was interesting. That's where it came from.
And also a perfect way to try and keep your troops friends with the rest of their fellow soldiers.
Mm.
Because when it came to decimation time, they're like, well, we know who we're going to pick. it's that bloke that eats all the extra food and doesn't do his share.
That's right.
So, oh, sod it.
You're off, laddie. Yeah, there you go. Nope,
you're for the axe.
So, the only geeky thing that I know of for 10 is when it comes to your good old internet and your IP addresses. On the internet where all your machines have got an IP address, and probably on your home network, you probably know that your router hands out an IP address range in 192.168 range, typically 192.168.0 or something. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a private IP range that's reserved and can't be routed over the public internet at all. That's why home router manufacturers use that range. But there's actually two other ranges that's in that same class. They're private ranges, and they're not routed over the internet. And one of them is 10.0.0.0. That whole class A address range is all a private group. So your home router could just as easily have 10.1.1.1.
I'd rather have that.
It's a lot easier to remember the 192.168. And it's a lot bigger address space. So I'm not quite sure why they decided on the 192.168 rather than the 10 dot. But,
I'm guessing you can't dive into your router and change that, can you?
Of course you can. Yep.
Oh, you can?
Yep.
Okay, I'm doing that. Yeah. That's cool.
That's it.
Actually, I think I've seen it. I've seen the what I don't know, something hands out the dynamic.
Yeah, some do. I have actually seen a couple.
DHCP or DHCP?
Yeah, the DHCP address. I have seen a couple of routers that hand out 10 by default, but it's not very typical.
Weirdly enough, I do change them because, and my main computer is always 69. Just to be funny. Well, that's interesting, I guess. What was the other one? You said there was two.
The other one, I can never remember off the top of my head. It's like 172.16.
Oh, geez. Mm. No, nobody wants that.
No, it's a hard instrument.
Well, straight after the show, I'm diving into, probably never get on the internet again.
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm going
to. Whatever happened to that Jeppy guy? Oh, dude, he tried to change his IP address on his router.
He disappeared. He was de-interneted. Yeah. That wouldn't be the first time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the third incarnation of Jeppy.
Jeppy the third.
So we've been, 10, as we've agreed, 10 is not the most fascinating number, so perhaps we weren't able to knock it out of the park as far as telling you stuff about number 10, but yeah, some good stuff there, I suppose. Obviously, the desire to lay, not Bo Derek now, because she's old and haggard, but back in 1979, woof! But I guess we should talk about a bit of WoW stuff.
Yeah, let's do a bit of that.
Yeah.
So your week, I haven't seen you in game much, mate. Should I sit back and relax and get myself prepared for a big QQ or some level of excuse as to why you haven't been around?
Well, I was in a pretty weird place as far as real life goes. I've been waiting. I was in hospital just prior to BlizzCon.
You were.
And actually when BlizzCon kicked off. And they let me go home. And they said, we're going to call you back in again.
Yeah.
And I think the exact words were, in a day or two.
Mm. Go home, record 9.9. Yeah. You'll be back, sunshine.
Catch up on BlizzCon. You know, we understand. We're not animals. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let you miss some of those panels.
That's right.
Go home, you know, and we'll get you back in. So every morning, I get up. My bag's packed. I've cleaned my body so that the nurses don't have to suffer. Waiting for the phone call to say, you know, we're sending you the taxi, we'll bring you back in. The phone goes, no, not to say we can't get you a bed. Oh, okay.
Do you want me to bring my
Tuesday phone?
I'll bring
goes.
My bed.
It would have been easier. Could have stuck it on my back. Because the trouble is, of course, they need an extra special bed that can lift the Jeppy because it goes up and down. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think I've broken a few of them, and they're getting a bit pissed off. So, but anyway. So days go by. Each day, I think, so I'm not going to get into anything because the phone call, what's bound to happen, 99.9% chances that I'll be into something.
As soon as I start, you ref, I'll be off.
Yeah. And what also happened was that, as I mentioned previously, my accounts have run out. The time has run out on all of them, but two. There's two of them which are still tugging along, I think, till the beginning of December. And I'm thinking to say, well, I don't want to go and I've done this before in the past. I don't want to go and add money onto the account and then get pulled in for 2 weeks because, you know, it's just pissing away money, basically. And it's not like I've got tons of it. So I couldn't move forward.
I had it in there. Maybe not for if you're paying by month, but I had it in the back of my mind that if you bought like a 6 month thing, you could like put it on hold and stop the clock.
You can certainly contact Blizzard. No, you're right. You can certainly contact Blizzard and say, I'd like you to freeze my accounts. I don't think it's nothing that you can do manually in-game.
Oh, okay.
Or on your own Battle.net page. I think you actually have to contact customer services. But yeah, I've heard people do that, particularly if they're going away for some length of time and they already have a six-month chunk.
Mm.
But, you know, which is fair enough because I don't know if you remember way, way back, I lost almost 6 months. of time I foolishly put on these massive amounts of sub and then was taken into hospital for a ridiculous amount of time. So that was last year.
Yeah.
It was about this time last year. Yeah, so. But it was back and forth. I didn't know what I was doing, so I didn't do anything. Unfortunately, that's the way. But
it's a horrible feeling, isn't it? When you don't want to get into something because you're just hanging around waiting.
So what I thought I would do is, rather than get into any sort of major gaming, I would try and record a few bits. Was it Tuesday? It must have been, it was Tuesday last week. The new recruiter friend kicked off. They're calling it 3.0. I guess originally there was just the month 3, and then it went on to this newfangled one, and then this one gives you a choice of gifts, and it's all in game, so it's pretty cool. So I logged into the game on Tuesday. I think it was just purely rolling restarts. Yes, it was. It was rolling restarts, so it was great. Log into the game, and the one thing that I hadn't been sure of was whether it was going to allow me to collect the gifts based upon old recruiter friends,
Right.
or it was just going to let me collect one
Just,
gift based
yep.
upon my newest one. So I log in, and pop up comes the little box that says, "You have a gift waiting. Go check it out." Go in, check it out. I pick the hippogriff because I think I'm not sure if I'm only going to get one, and I might as well go for the hippogriff.
Sure.
Gorgeous mount, by the way.
Oh,
And
okay.
then it drops straight into your bag. There's none of this mailing it. It's all done in game. Drops straight into your bag. You learn it. You're away. Up and everyone pops. I go, "Ooh, okay." So they obviously are going to let me have each gift. I selected the Zevra. I didn't have the Zevra on this particular account. My last Zevra was on the EU accounts. Pop in your bag. Carpet. Yeah. Oh, pop. It's another one. I'm like, "Ooh, okay."
Nice.
So now I'm logged into what I would consider my main account, the account my Hunter White is on.
Yep.
And as far as I could calculate, I had four outstanding RAF rewards to collect. And I picked that up from when they used to have it all online. They used to tell you how many rewards you had left. So I figured, well, I've done two, so I've got another two to go. I'll get a pig and I'll get a cat, a mixture of the pets. There's a couple of pigs and there's a couple of cats. So I take the silver pig, I take the green cat. Pop, pop. Okay, they drop in my bag. I learn them. Oh, pop. There's another one. Okay, hang on. I'll get another pig.
Pick the other pig.
Pop, got the pig. Got the other pig. Pop. Oh, there's another one. What the is going on? This is not great. This is
This
great.
is great.
I'm starting to worry that maybe it's a bug, and that I'm about to get banned from the game. Pop. So I pick the other tiger, the other cat, and I go back. Pop. There's another. What? Now, you can't. Sadly, you can't get any more.
That's it.
I've got them all. I got all eight within about 12 seconds. And
So you can't have two pigs. Not like you can have three pigs. Three
no,
little
you can't.
pigs.
Which is a shame, really, because I know lots of pets do allow you to have more than one, but I guess they're treating these like the
Special pets.
TCG. Yeah. So it's pop. It's there. Pop. I'm thinking, well, what the hell? Because there's no way I had six outstanding. I mean, I've done a lot of raffing,
You
but
have.
I haven't used that account as the one that I initiated the recruit friend from. And that's what you have to have done in order for it to be the one to receive the gift. That has to be the veteran account you used. Now, I was on control at WoW. I was their chat room bitch this Sunday. And I made an assumption which was actually incorrect. And that assumption was when the change happened to allow us to have account-wide pets and mounts, there was quite a few people that had well, I don't say quite a few people. There was quite a few people within our circle that had the X-53 rocket, say, three or four times on different characters. Or they had the Obsidian Nightwing on three or four different characters because they'd raft in order to get those on those specific characters. And that Blizzard, in their infinite niceness, had given back those tokens, in effect. Because now that's what I assumed had happened. I'm here to say that I think 90% sure I think I was incorrect. What in effect has happened is that because the pets and the mounts are BattleNet bound, if you have recruiter friend tokens, and I call them tokens, but the ability to claim a reward on any of your accounts, you can get them all from one account.
Oh, okay.
Does that make
Yeah,
sense?
so all the ones you chain
Yeah.
together are all on the same battle net.
Exactly. They're all on the same BattleNet. So whereas I had like four on this one, two on another one, three on another, all in the same battle net. I had in effect 12 that I could choose from. It doesn't matter what character you actually learn it on because it all goes into the pot,
Yeah.
all goes into the communal pot of pets and mounts.
But the pets and mounts are account bound though, right? Not battle net.
No, they're battle net bound. They're
Oh, are
battle net bound.
they? Oh.
Everything is battle net
Oh,
bound. Yeah,
okay.
that's why I'm always curious when people have more than one battle net because it just seems crazy. And I'm not looking a million miles away, to be honest, about 12,000 miles away. Yeah, it's Battle.net bound. So, and you'd think, well, Jeppy, slap on the back, got all 8 pets, fantastic. Yeah, but there's a problem, you see, because everything's now moved in-game, as far as Recruit a Friend goes.
Right.
And the stages you have to go through, when you log in, it will say, pop, you have a pet, you have something you can claim. So I go in, obviously I can't claim it. Now, you can't get past that stage. I will never be able to get past that stage in the game, in the in-game UI. It'll always pop up forevermore. I have no chance of claiming it, but it will always tell me. But I've got, I don't know, however many or 6 more possible to claim on all of those, on every single account on that Battle.net.
Oh.
It'll come up. Now, because you can't get past that stage, you can't get to the clean UI, which will allow you to recruit a new person.
Oh, wow.
Because it's all in the same, yeah. It's all in the same UI. So, yeah. In effect,
you have to log a ticket and say you need to move these tokens off to a Shayo's account because I can't do another rat.
I know, but I can't. You're not actually. This is another thing. You're not able to log a ticket at the moment. They're not taking any RAF questions by the ticketing system at the moment.
We've introduced a new RAF. Don't ask us any questions. Brilliant.
Well, they had absolutely crap tons the first day, I would imagine, and they've put a block on that, and they've moved a lot of the answers to the FAQ and also to the customer service forum.
Right.
The customer service forum is absolutely chock a block with questions about Recruit a Friend because, as you can imagine, this has been incredibly popular,
yep.
Especially among your pet collectors, because there's no other way of getting these pigs and cats.
Yeah, everyone wants a silver pig.
Everybody wants a silver pig. They're absolutely disgustingly ugly, by the way. Yeah. The models for those are like 12.
No, I don't just know, looks like 2007. It's just like some kid drew a pig and didn't color it in.
Exactly. It's a hideous, hideous. The cats are a wee bit better, but not much. But anyway. That's all by the by. That's all aesthetics. So I did do a forum post on the customer services, and basically I got short shivved saying this is the way it works. It's kind of this. So I don't know. I don't know whether I'm ever going to be able to.
You need to go to the billing department and say, look, billing, I'm trying to give you money by doing another RAF, and I can't because of this. And they'll fix it for you.
When
you tell billing that you can't, you want to give them money and you can't. Whew.
Yeah, I've got money. I've got cash in my hands. Yeah. What they also did, what has also caused a great deal of hoo-ha, is in the past, you could go ahead and you'd wrap up with your friends or yourself, and you would have to wait. Say, the first month everybody gets when they create a WoW account is free,
yep.
30 days. Yep. Then you subscribe and you get another 30 days, then you subscribe and get another 30 days, depending upon how you do it. Now, the mount and pet doesn't come until the second lot of cash is spent. So you've got your free 30 days, your next 30 days, and then on the 61st day, you subscribe again, and the veteran player is eligible for the mount or the pet.
Right.
And the way to circumvent that was to stick a 60-day game card on it off from day one.
Yep.
And you would instantly get the pet or the mount. Now, Blizzard were getting absolutely ripped apart by a thing called chargeback credit card fraud. Which is where somebody comes along, buys a load of WoW accounts on somebody else's credit card, instantly has access to them, say they buy a load of 60-day cards as well, instantly gets those used, probably gets somebody to pay for them via eBay or something,
yeah.
And then the real owner of the credit card goes, "Whoa, hang on a second. I don't even know who Blizzard are. Why is my card being charged for this?" And they can't...
Too late, sunshine.
Have to pay them back.
It's been used.
So there's now a 7-day cooling off period,
ooh,
which they've introduced. So that on your 61st day, when you pay your subscription, you're going to have to wait another 7 days before you can claim your pet and the Blizzard can make sure it's a legitimate purchase.
Wow.
This also works the same way as if you use a 60-day game card. So the very quickest anyone can get one of these new mounts, assume they'd never done RAF before, is today. I think today or yesterday would have been the first time
we were
able to do that. They hit the ground running. So,
unless you're like you and you've got 50 pets to to a sign that you can't give out.
I just can't give away. Just if they'd been sellable or cageable, I would have been so happy and so incredibly rich.
Yes, you would have been.
So this is. So I thought to myself, well, I've got these eight pets. I've got these eight, well, no, four pets, four mounts. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a video. I'll make a video of the process. But I'd like to do a video of the entire process because people are coming to Recruit a Friend brand new. You know, they've never recruited before. The process, even though they have, the process has changed. It's all in-game. But I can't do the first bit. I can't do the recruit bit. I can't record it. So I said to myself, well, okay, I've got several battle nets. All of them have done RAF at some stage or another, but I'm sure none of them had done it eight times.
You must have one battle net that hasn't done it eight times.
So I'm going in, I'm looking at, and as you probably know, that every expansion, say you've got your way up to the battle chest, and that takes you all the way up to Kata. Blizzard will give you the opportunity to play Pandaria for 10 days free.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go in, you can click on, I want to try 10 days free. And you can reignite certain accounts that have been sat fallow for many years, which is great. It gives you 10 days. So I'm going in, I'm reigniting all these accounts. They've all got freaking RAFs on them. They've got this RAF-a-palooza. I can't get... I get to the eighth... I choose the eighth thing. Pops up again. I go, well, how the hell did that happen? What the hell was I thinking? I must have raffed about 800 times.
Oh my god!
I've got no idea. I just don't know. So, my only option in order to record that initial stage is to create a whole new one,
jeez,
a whole new battle net,
just so you can do a video on Recruiter Paint.
So it's really, really, really frustrating. I did manage to bang out a video about the pets that you get, with, and sort of the virtual pretending that I had recruited someone.
Fine job it was too.
Well, I thought it was pretty okay. Some people have not complained, but mentioned that the sound is quite low. My voice is quite low, overwhelmed by the music. But so I have said to myself that I will redo that one once I get to the stage where I can actually
recruit.
It's crazy, for goodness sake. But it's one of these things where you're like, yay, I'm getting each pet. Yay, I've got the mounts. Yeah. Beep, beep, it's there again. Beep. So every time I log in now, on any account, I'm told there's a pet or a mount waiting, a reward waiting.
I'll just log it as a bug.
Yeah.
Just keep logging it as a bug.
There is a lot of if you go into the forums, if you dive into the forums, if you're well suited and protected, and you dive into the forums, you will see quite a few raffy type scams going on at the moment.
No, a bit.
And because people are saying in trade chat, which seems to be the stupidest, it's like, you know, I don't know, it's like whipping your dick out uncovered in a whorehouse.
Who wants to come in trade chat? Going,
yeah, exactly.
Which bit of the friend? Which bit of the F in friend? Don't you understand?
And that is Blizzard's reply to all these scams. It's saying, when we say recruit a friend, we mean somebody you actually know, not some dude. And people are saying, oh, well, the guy said that if I recruited him, he would give me 50,000 gold or something like that. There's some ridiculous scam going on.
Yeah.
So that person goes off and they buy the battle chest, they buy a 60-day game card. Actually, the other way around, if you let me recruit you. So these people are getting the pets and the mounts. They go off and they buy all the stuff. Shockingly enough, they don't get their 50,000 gold.
No.
The dude gets his pet or his mount, and he's off. He's got that. Thanks. You know, you've just gone and shelled out close to whatever it is, $60, $70, because you've had to buy the battle chest and you've had to buy a 60-day game card. And
some other dude gets a new mount.
Exactly. He doesn't care. Yeah.
That's RATCC. Refer a trade chat chump.
Yeah, dickhead. But it's Blizzard like, well, we can't do anything about that. You're not working as intended.
That's right. You seem to have a bug. You're broken.
I mean, who thinks that? Who thinks that that's going to be a legitimate thing? 50,000 gold, and all you have to do is go and spend $70. that's not a heck of a lot of way away from buying gold.
That's I was about to say that. I mean, that sounds very much like, you know, the only people going to do that are people that want to splash out cold hard dollars to get some more gold in WoW. And seriously, I mean, how hard is it to make gold in WoW now?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's why, I mean, Blizzard are not banning people who are on the receiving end of the scam, but I think they're making it quite clear that this is way beyond the terms of service.
Mm.
So look out, people. Don't go fooling into that particular trap.
Mm. There you go.
So, kinda. I
don't understand why you haven't done anything then. It's a good enough excuse.
No. I am. I know this sounds silly. We still have no real concept of time between now and when a Warlords hits. Alternate Chat, the Godmother on Twitter, is running a bit of a
competition.
A competition on dates.
And when I gave her my estimate, she said, "Ooh, gonna have to extend the calendar out a fair bit."
Well, that's right, because you were very pessimistic. Fortunately, it seems that more people are optimistic and they're all around the July-August period.
No, I'm realistic.
Realistic.
Yeah, you guys are all optimistic. I'm being realistic.
You're really much a half glass.
My glass is full all the time, mate. Don't you worry about that.
I think I went for July. I think I went for July 24th, I think. July 24th. But we'll see. But there is. I mean, we're looking, even in my optimistic world, I'm looking at least 6 months.
Sure.
So I am tempted to just completely create a new Virgin Battle.net account and have at it. I don't know. I mean, the desire to have more characters, I don't understand really. I just do like to level, but also be collecting all the pets, making gold from scratch.
Yep.
The things that keep me entertained that have now waned because I've done them all.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I actually look at my account, and that's one of the reasons I'm not merging them together, because, you know, people go, "Oh, you haven't got all those pets on your other account." I go, "No, I haven't." But on the flip side, I've got the opportunity to say, "Well, I really enjoyed that leveling process of getting my first pet to 25 and going around and doing all the tamers and leveling that up. I can do all that again. You can't, because all of your characters on your account, on your entire Battle.net, now have that."
Well, having sort of reignited a few accounts that had very little, it is quite sort of soul destroying when you go into your mount and you just have, for instance, I had one paladin mount, one warlock mount, and that was it, and, you know, literally two pets. You're like, I can see that being. Exactly. I can see that being a major project, particularly if we're looking at 6 months, if not longer.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to need stuff for people to do in the waning months, and there will be many months of waning. And what I'm actually concerned about is, well, not really concerned for me, because I mean, I just play, but in terms of subscription numbers and keeping them up and how to keep players around. You know, I'm sure Blizzard want that to happen. But normally what you see after a patch comes out, I feel like I've got a good gauge for how popular it is, how much people are playing, and the activity in that expansion based on auction house sales. If you're selling the same stuff in the auction house and you see these ebbs and flows and peaks after an expansion and stuff, the drop off in sales after 5.4 is declining a lot more rapidly than what I would expect to be this soon after the release event of a patch. So, you know, I'm looking at from that point of view alone, you know, not even taking any other factors into account. It doesn't seem like there's a lot in that that's in the game that's going to keep people around, and, you know, people are going to be start scratching for, well, what do we do in these months before the expansion?
Yeah, Well, I think the kind of say shot themselves in the foot a little bit by saying, well, this is the last content patch. That, you know, because why would you continue to work on a cat if you've gone and done Siege of Orgrimmar? There's not, and you're eye leveled to as much as you can pretty much eye level.
Yeah.
What is there? What is there to do? I mean, what is there for you to strive for?
Well, you can't get, I mean, if you can't get the legendary on every other turn.
Yeah. And if you knew that there was another content patch coming out which you're going to need to be geared for, or you're going to need to, or you want to perhaps experience it through other characters, then sure enough, you're going to go ahead and do that. I mean, but yeah, I don't know. I think I'm kind of hoping, and there has been some little sniffing about stuff they are going to do. And you said yourself, it would be crazy to sit here now between now and Warlords and not have any new content. That would just be suicidal for the company.
You've got to give something.
What? Because there's some talk about them redoing Karazhan, or I don't know. There's some sniffing coming on from some of the people who data mine over on MMO Champion.
Right.
But they need
that's new concept specific.
Yeah, but trouble is what Blizzard sometimes do, and I think some companies do this more so than Blizzard. But what they do is they're not as forthcoming as they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know they're not going to come out and say, okay, Warlords is going to hit on September 4th, boom, 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 and they're going to try and work towards that. But because it's all airy fairy, the fact that when Alternate Chat does her poll, the dates are ranging from February all the way up to October, means that nobody has any hook on it. Nobody has any idea. No. We don't have no idea how far forward they
February.
Are.
February.
I know, crazy. Even I laughed at that one. But if you're, I mean, even if they said Q2 or Q3, or you know, just something to get your head around, so that you can at least sit down and think to yourself, well, where do I want to be when Warlords hits? What characters do I want to have geared?
It's too far out. Even if they told me, okay, it's coming out on July 20, that means nothing to me. It doesn't change the way I play. It doesn't go, oh, okay, I need to work out my schedule because this is what I want to achieve before then. I can't see the majority of players doing that. I don't think it's going to make much of a difference to anybody.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, for me, it would solidify what sort of little projects I wanted to do. Like, for instance, when I knew when Pandaland was coming out, I knew that I wanted to get to 1,000,000 gold before Pandaland came out.
Yeah.
And I knew I wanted to get all my characters to 85. You know, I had a goal.
I've got goals, and I'm just working on the assumption that I know, based on every other expansion, that I'll have plenty of time to achieve them all before the expansion hits.
Yeah. See, my goals are a bit weird because if I have a date 3 months from now, I'll say, well, okay, I've got to do this in 3 months, and I won't start for 2 months.
I just procrastination.
Oh, I've got time. Watch a bit of telly.
Yeah. Everybody likes a bit of procrastination, though.
Yeah, procrastination is king, definitely.
But they've definitely, you know, because one of the things that I've obviously done is, as I've been talking about in previous episodes, was level my monk up. And so I hit level 90 on my monk, and I went, okay, well, I want to be, you know, one of my goals was heal all raids as in every healing class. How hard is it now for me to get a brand new level 90 into Siege of Orgrimmar raid? And yeah, the answer is it's almost instant. You know, I went from, when I hit level 90, I was I level 417, barely over 400. Went out to the Timeless Isle and picked up, you know, everything that I can pick up out there. I only got one burden. So it's not like, you know, I got lucky and got half a dozen burdens. It was just the one burden that you're always going to get. And I was at eye level 489. And
well, blimey.
Yeah. Okay. And unlike other healing / DPS class, you know, dual classes that are healing DPS, like your druid and your priest and your shaman, they can do a trinket trick. So if I'm in healing spec and I convert my timeless trinket, I get a healing trinket. But if I'm in DPS spec and I do a convert a timeless trinket, I'm going to get a DPS trinket, but it's going to be based on intellect and mana because that's what they use in DPS. Whereas your monk, their DPS is based on agility. So that trinket's no good to me. Right? So even with that disadvantage of not being able to use two timeless trinkets, just with a Darkmoon Fair trinket, and you know, as you're leveling, you build up some valor. I had plenty of valor to buy a neck upgrade. Bang, I'm 496. Here I come for Siege of Orc. you know, and I'd just ding 90. And it was, while I can see that that's, you know, great for people that want to catch up and get into raiding straight away, for a whole bunch of other people, me included, I got a real buzz out of, okay, I'm 90, now I need to, you know, I don't necessarily want to have to grind dailies for month on end, but I want some sort of challenge as a goal in itself to gear up and, you know, to just pick up stuff off the ground and go, okay, I'm geared, and to be no challenge in it at all was really kind of an anticlimactic, you know, max level character and entering LFR. So I don't see how they can fix that, given the, you know, the need for to catch people up and wanting to get into LFR. But it just, yeah, it, for me, it felt anticlimactic.
And for you, of course, you've done it several times. You've gone through the entire process before Timeless Isle came out.
Yep.
Now, the fear I have, of course, is people who've just basically banged it as their first 90. And they've never...
They've never had to do that.
I'm not sure. I don't know how the population breaks down and how many of those people there are. I mean, I know, for example, our dear friend Big G has no 90s.
Half a dozen.
I'm not sure what the hell he does. But, he's laughing. You know, he will be hitting 90 at some stage.
Yeah, he's going to get 390s in the space of a week, and you gear them all up in the space of an hour.
And can you imagine Big G going virgin into Siege of Agamemnon? I think the Rosh would suicide.
Yeah. So, awesome.
What the hell? But yeah, it is one. I know why they did it. Obviously, they don't want people sitting on the shelf and not being able to play the end game.
Sure.
And having to go through the whole process again.
It makes sense for this point in an expansion. But maybe it was just a little bit too easy.
Yeah. And that was definitely the griping that came out of the forums was about, what's the point? What's the point of all that work I did?
Yeah. Well, I guess
just walk around with their own chests.
And what really tops it off is, you know, as you say, there's no new content, so there's no new point to get to. What I really want is, well, you know, now I'm running LFR, you know, but what's my goal? You know, I'm rallying LFR just to get gear upgrades so that I'm doing better DPS. It's not like, well, I'm running LFR because I have to get to eye level 540 because at eye level 540 I get to do blah blah blah, blah, and you know that's going to be awesome. There's no eye level, there's no gear goal anymore.
And although there's the idea that if you hit 540 or whatever the top eye level you can possibly hit before Warlords hits, you're going to be relevant all the way, I don't know what, up to what level, say.
Well, 91, you
know,
92.
Well, that's the thing. The idea is that actually they're kind of hinted that it will be for longer. That the idea that you walk into the old new Draenor and pick up gear, which is already 545, is not going to be the case.
No, you'll pick up.
I think people still think.
You'll pick up 496 if you're walking in there.
Yeah. But I think even with that, people still think, I'm going to have to level anyway. So by the time I finish leveling, I'm going to have way better gear than the gear I'm currently picking up in any type of dungeon.
Yeah. No, I want a goal for now. I don't want a goal for the next expansion in 6-9 months. I want some goal now where you say, well, you know, if you reach, I mean, it could be something as stupid or simple as, well, if you reach I-540, you get a pet, or you get an achievement, or something. Give me some goal to strive towards.
Yeah, something that I can actually say, well, that's the reason I'm working toward it.
Yeah.
I see. This is why I'm thinking earlier date for Warlords. It just doesn't seem feasible that they could wait nearly a year. It just doesn't seem, just seems that there has to have been some sort of major brain fart over at the Blizzard headquarters that they could possibly think that they're going to maintain any level of subscription
And it doesn't
for this
really
period of
line
time.
up with their supposed goal of a new expansion every year.
No. Because, in effect, let's take a for instance, let's say that BlizzCon is going to be, what, next October, maybe September, if you're looking at an October release. They're going to have to announce the next expansion then. Because, I mean, that's not, and that just doesn't, it just doesn't ring true. It doesn't
It
seem
doesn't
possible.
seem right that they announce the next expansion at the next BlizzCon. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. So I still have faith. I still have hope that there's already boxes being made for Warlords, that the disc is going off to be pressed. That we'll get it for Christmas Day. That, you know. No, that's not going to happen. But
How
I
awesome would
am
it be,
the
though?
ever
How awesome would
optimist.
it be if it was like, surprise, here it is for Christmas?
Well,
All that stuff
yes.
we talked about at BlizzCon where we said we haven't worked this out yet. Well, we're just pulling your leg and it's all sorted, it's all done.
Yeah. They did a very good job of foxing us at that in the game. Because they couldn't even show us some of the models, which was a bit scary.
That's right. This is.
Not even pictures of them.
No,
Used to show us
it's all a
pictures of things.
ruse. It's all a ruse to make us think that's a long way off.
Yeah. And the fact that they're not doing things like somebody asked them if they're going to do the yearly, where you pay for a year and you get special rewards. They said, no, we don't feel it's needed, necessary. We haven't really got anything great to give.
Yeah, what are they going to give us? Well, I guess
Yeah.
Heroes of the Storm.
Oh yeah, there's plenty they could give us. I mean, even if it's like a special pack of cards for
Diablo 3
the
expansion.
Hearthstone.
Yeah, pack
Yeah,
of
so it
cards.
scares me that they're not even thinking, and they unless they're just happy to take a massive hit in subscriptions, which it doesn't seem right.
Doesn't seem right, no.
I don't know.
Maybe they reckon they're going to make a mint on people just buying Hearthstone cards anyway. Don't have to worry about WoW anymore.
Oh, please. That's all going to run dry. Actually, Hearthstone, eesh, I don't know. That does look like a quite a bit of their focus. Heroes of the Storm, bit of their focus. New Diablo, bit of their focus. You know, take the eye of the ball. Don't take the eye of my ball, mate. Get back to focusing on WoW.
Yeah, come on, dude. Let me do another RAF. That's actually they're not going to fix that, are they? They're not going to fix that. They're just going to go, well, just go make another account, mate. You'll be right.
Well, the scary thing with I don't want to go back to the whole RAF thing, but the scary thing about that is, I want a pure a proper veteran account to receive some bonuses,
Sure.
and I don't ha
You
I
can't.
can't. I'd have to, oh my God, I can't. It's making my heart beat fast. I'd have to have a Virgin account be the starting point of the chain. Oh my God.
You might have to find a real friend and just be pleased that you're
Well.
giving them some new pets and mounts.
Actually, what I might do, and I say might, is make that a bit of a competition.
Yeah.
Because let me say to anybody out there, when I RAF, I freaking RAF. And when if I could say to you, listen, not only are you going to get a choice of mounts or pets, but you're going to have about 360 levels to apply to any of your current characters. That is a sell. Forget your mounts. Forget your Hearthstone beta keys.
Levels
That's your
galore.
freaking prize
Yeah,
right there.
yeah.
3 months from now, you're going to be
Don't
having
you worry about
a full set of 85s.
your one turn to free one turn to level 90. Whew. You
Ah,
should
oh,
forget
nothing.
that. You get an
Nothing.
entire account up to 85.
I'll meet you in Orgrimmar or
Yeah.
Stormwind, wherever you decide to go, and you'll be dancing your way up the
That'll
levels.
be my first 85 rogue and first 85 warrior right there. Bang.
Right,
Bugger
yeah.
trying to level them.
Well, you of course wouldn't be able to enter the competition,
No.
because yeah,
Course
that would be cheating.
not.
But anyway, I mean, even if we don't make a competition, I would certainly like to. If I can't give it to myself, then as much as that harms and hurts me, I would certainly like to give it to
To
somebody who would
someone
take
else.
part.
Good call.
They don't even have to come along and do any running with me. Just sit and wait.
Yep.
3 months' time. It's party time.
Very good. So what else have I been up to this week? Jeez.
Yes, Mr. Shea.
I've done some other stuff. I did do some other stuff. So, as I said, I did take my monk through Siege of Orgrimmar. So I thought I'd try something a little different. So, yeah, I geared her up in no time flat. Okay, I got some gear. So the first thing I need to do is go and reforge it and gem it and enchant it. And I went, hang on a minute. I wonder what happens if I don't do any of that. So I went and did Siege of Orgrimmar out of the gate in Virgin gear. And, first boss, I ran out of mana about, he must have almost been down to about 80% when I ran out of mana.
Ouch.
And, I mean, it wasn't, you know, I was healing fairly strenuously. It's not like I was just chucking out a heal. So, I mean, I was healing like I'd expect to be able to heal, given that I had a good mana regen. So, yeah, that didn't pan out too well. So, I dropped after the first boss. I thought, you know, it's not fair on people trying to run this and, you know, this.
Oh, you dropped?
Yeah.
I thought that was kickbait right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, generally, if, you know, a lot of the LFRs are like that. It's like, oh, we're gonna wipe. That's all right. No worries. We're looking at the healing and DPS meters. We'll kick the baddies. So I said, we'll kick the baddies. Look at the baddies. Let's kick the baddies. Yeah, not let's try and gear some more people up. Let's just kick the baddies. That'll fix it. But so then I went and asked Mr. Robot Report, went and reforged and gemmed and even bought a couple of enchants, but didn't go crazy. I'm not spending 400 gold on a weapon enchant for this little dude. And queued back up, did the same boss again. Massive difference. Massive.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I got through most of the fight before I was struggling to with mana. So it's from that point of view, it's almost you can see the benefits of them getting rid of reforging and simplifying the stats and stuff on the gear, because it just made a huge difference. And you know, without an external resource, it's your average Joe Schmo players, you know, not going to be able to get their turn to a point where it is helping out the raid, and really that's what it's all about. So
their ability to tune dungeons will be that much better now in Warlords, because they don't have to have expectations of somebody going through the whole process of reforging and doing all the other bits.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, there's a massive difference between your fresh 90 healer and your someone that's got the full LFR set and gemmed it and enchanted it and reforged it properly. Huge difference. Yeah. And yeah, that's just from a healer's perspective. So from DPS and tank, yeah, probably even more so.
Because it's a shame in many ways that the eye level, people will say, well, I'm working towards eye level, whatever, 496 or whatever the current cap is or the current entry point is. But actually that's just the first step, isn't it? That's the, you know, you could get that to that eye level, but run out at 80% of the boss.
It almost needs to be, you know, your eye level 530, but your optimization percentage is 10%. And I mean, they could work that out, and you know, you can, you know, do stuff to go, okay, well, let's see if I can get this optimization percentage up. But I guess they just go, oh, well, it's too hard. Just get rid of it all and get rid of all these other stats and a bit more of a level playing field.
Yeah.
There you go.
And for some people, that's your dumbing down, and for other people, that's your streamlining.
Exactly.
It depends what side of the fence you sit. Mm. You know, I'm all for streamlining.
And happily enough, I actually got some loot and a bonus rolled and got some loot. Sadly, it was the same ring twice, and they were unique. Oh. So I could only use one, but that was pretty good. Don't mind it.
I can't imagine that there's not a line of code that could do something about that.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
Just a line of code that says if you already have,
if this just drops again and it's unique. Don't be mean and make me waste my bonus roll and give me the same thing again. That
Because it's not the first time that's happened.
Nah, it's happened several. It's happened several times. And a lot of it, okay, granted, is my fault because, and I've said this in the past, and I have actually started doing it. You really should, before you go using your bonus roll, you really should look at the loot tables for the bosses. And I'm used to having to go to, you know, your WoW head or your, you know, sites like that to look up the boss and sort out what do they drop and what's you know, what's good for a healer in that. It's all in game now. It's easy as you go to your dungeon journal and go loot. It knows what boss you're at. It knows what class you are, and it goes, here's what it drops for you, right there, splat in the middle of your screen.
No need to dive into WoW head.
No. And you go, okay, well, he drops a wrist. I've already got a pretty good wrist. He drops some legs, yeah, and he drops one other bit. Well, you know, one bit probably not worth it. I'll save this for a boss that could drop three or four items that would be an upgrade for me. Yeah. So,
up your chance. Yeah.
So I've started doing that, and that's worked out for me. That's a lot better. But I have been so Asheo is now up to the point of doing the a test of valor. Step of the legendary chain, which is to earn 3,000 valor, which is sad because I was at 3,000 valor. I was valor capped again. I went a moron. So I went and spent some, upgraded some gear, got rid of it all. And so actually, I reckon, and someone could maybe correct me, but I think now the fastest way to get valor, obviously you can do your daily scenario. And your heroic scenario, that gives pretty good value in terms of valor per minute, you know, spent in game. But I was thinking, you know, when 5.4 came out, why would anybody still be running your Mogish and Vaults and your Thunder Huzumajubi raids? You know, surely those raids are now dead. And so, yeah, no, they're not. They're actually pretty darn active. The queues for those seem to be sometimes even shorter as a DPS than Siege of Orgrimmar. So yeah. I don't know whether people are doing that because they still need the drops and stuff. But for me, you can get through the wings of Mogushan Palace pretty darn quick now. I mean, they're just a walkthrough, and you've got half a dozen. It doesn't take the whole raid to be really well geared, but if half a dozen of your players are doing 200,000 DPS, let me tell you, you tear through those bosses pretty darn quick. So those old LFR raids are actually a pretty efficient way of getting valor.
Ah.
Because they're so fast.
So people have hooked onto that, and they're
they're all running those. The other thing you can do in 5.4 is queue up for multiple LFRs. In fact, even queue up for them all. No more of this, well, which one am I going to queue up for and sit and wait for that? You can queue up for all of them. And I've actually found that the first one does take a while to pop. And that this isn't even at peak time. You know, it's probably shorter at peak time. But for me, you know, I get half an hour or so to do my dailies while I'm waiting for it to pop. But okay. Once that first one's popped and you tear through it, the other ones that you queued up for, I can't understand why this actually works, but more often than not, as soon as the LFR that I'm in finishes, before I've even zoned out, another one pops.
Is that because they're keeping the team together?
No, I thought that, and I'm looking at the names and going, no, mate, these names, a lot of these names aren't the same. So it's kind of weird how that works out, but I'm like chain LFRing because they're popping one after another. So you know, I'm not quite sure of the mechanics of how that works, but it seems to be working for me. So if anybody else is seeing that or seeing exactly the opposite, I'd be interested to hear what other people's experiences are. Yeah. And let me tell you, have they? Increased the drop rate in those old raids or what? Oh my god, I ran the Terrace of Endless Springs twice this week because I did it once to get the valor, and then I had to do it again because I had to get the drop off the Shah, and I off every the first time round, every boss dropped loot. I got loot off every bonus roll, and I got loot off every bonus roll the second time round as well. And wow. And in some other LFRs, and I've never seen this before, and it happened in at least three of them. I even got the times when you just got a loot bag that you know, 99% of the time it's just going to have gold in it. I actually got loot in that as well. Loot in my loot bag. It's like,
loot in your loot
bag. Wow. And I mean, it's all, you know, it's all useless gear now. It's all 476, 4, you know, 496, 484. But, you know, for people that are still gearing up, or for people that like to get their all the tier sets or transmogging, yeah. You know, it's a pretty quick and efficient way to get all that stuff. So
that plus the valet.
Yeah. So don't be dismissing those old raids. They're still pretty darn active. I was quite surprised.
So I wonder how Blizzard. I mean, obviously it's Blizzard's intention not to have all that stuff go redundant. Mm. I mean, how do they? I mean, you have found that out yourself. You've happened to go in and you've done the calculations. You've worked out that the valet is quite fast there. And you've also seen the extra loot drops, yeah. But fortunately we have a podcast which is going out to tens of people that are now going to do that.
Both people will do that.
How do I mean, Blizzard need to have that announced somehow, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, I had just assumed that okay, well, here's 5.4. That all the Timeless Isles dropping all these 496s. Why on earth would anybody run those old raids? The tokens that you need for the legendary chain do drop in Siege of Orgrimmar, so it's not like you have to do those old raids in order to get them.
And what's their drop rate like in the old one?
It still feels about the same. They weren't dropping left, right, and center. I still had to do a few to get my 10 wisdom and my 10 power.
But far easier.
Yeah, again, you're getting through bosses faster than Siege of Orgrimmar, so you're going to get them quicker than trying to just get them out of Siege of Orgrimmar, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully something, one of the bigger podcasts mentioned it. So.
Or maybe they have, and maybe that's why people are running LFR.
Well, that's what it is. Damn you, Instance.
No, they haven't. I tell you, they haven't, yeah. Oh, we forgot to mention. It's the... We should have actually, we didn't time it very well, did we? Really, we should have recalculated our episode numbers and come out with episode 9 on the 9th anniversary of World of Warcraft. Happy anniversary, yes. Baby.
Another reason for people to QQ. Where's my pet? Yes. Where's my pet? I got 2 pets in the last 9 years, so why haven't I got another pet?
Okay, Neil. Where's my pet? But I was happy enough with your experience in your rep gains. I thought that's pretty useful. I'm still working on rep, trying to get my angler's rep up. So I...
And it's 9%.
9%, is it? Yeah. Nothing
to sneeze at. That's the joke, isn't it?
So I thought, oh, well, there you go. I hit revered and...
Why is it not 90%?
Why not 99%? No.
Come on.
So
where's my
pen? I clicked on my little token, my little... The fireworks go off, 9% buff. Went and did my angler's dailies and handed them in and went, 1,100 rep. That's the same as what I got yesterday. What's going on here?
Oh.
And I took a closer read of what the buff says. You get 9% reputation and experience gains per kill. Not for handed in daily quests, not for fishing up fish that Nat Pagel wants, only for the kills. So, I felt a bit jibbed.
And what can you kill to get fishing rep? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
No. That's not good, is it?
Although, it doesn't matter, because today I hit Exalted with the anglers. Double Water Strider.
Woo! That's worth aiming for. That's a good goal.
So now my monk The whole reason I did it was so my monk can ride on water. Now he's away. And I got my raft, so I'm out there. I'm out fishing in the middle of the ocean on my raft. That's really cool. Loving that. And so now I just got to get besties with Nat Pagel to get his hat and stuff. Mm. But is it just me? Is it just me or... That needs to be a segment, doesn't it? Is it just me? I have a lot of trouble with walking on water. I'm no Jesus. and even with my raft, I've noticed a lot with my warlock mount or the water walking potions, and I'm seeing it just as much, if not even more, with my raft. I'll jump and I'll just fall back in the water. Where's my raft gone? It can take me ages sometimes to actually get on top of the water and stay up there to fish. And it's driving me nuts. And I don't know whether it's related to the other problem I have is when you go swimming, I don't swim across the top of the water. I'm forever diving down and hitting my head on the bottom. And I don't know if it's the way that I'm doing the controls or I've got something set up wrong or what the hell's going on, but what's with me and the inability to stay on top of the water?
How about flying? Do you find yourself diving towards the ground?
No, you, flying, you, I'm fine. Okay.
No, you go straight. Don't stay up the same altitude. I don't know.
You don't have those issues?
It's not you. It's not just you. Well, no. I mean, I don't actually own my own personal raft, but there was a set of quests that use a raft, isn't there, in that area. And I had all sorts of problems, the same sort of things as you did, finding myself suddenly diving down and then the raft sort of looking like it was just a little bit under the water and me trying to get back on it. So I don't know what that is. But it does seem to be a wee bit too sensitive to where you're stood.
Yeah.
And what your pitch is. I mean, it's how you're pitching your character, isn't it? If you're pitching your character forward, which of course you can't do when you're on dry land.
That's right.
But you can do it in the air or in water.
And I'd expect that if it was something that I was doing like that, then I'd be pitching I'd be pitching in the air as well. But it just seems to be water.
Mm, exactly. That's what I thought. Because I do pitch in the air. I set my character thinking that I'm going to go on a straight line and I knock off to the toilet. And I come back and I'm dived into the snow. So,
well, even just multi-boxing, you go, okay, well, I'm off, I'm heading in the right direction for love and affection. And you turn around and you kind of get distracted and went, oh, crap. And you turn around and he's like banging into the invisible sky and you're fatigued and you're 1,000 miles out over the ocean. And you're like, ah, crap. Not going to make it back to land.
I'm going to die here. Live here forever.
But there you go. That's been my week. It's kind of a week and a half, isn't it? Because of 9.9.
Yeah, we did record on a Sunday last week, and we did kind of suggest that we'd be doing a normal show, but we didn't. So there you go. That's the way these things work out. But.
Views.
That was a little bit Yoda. Views, blues, and news.
Tell us the views, you will.
We've already talked about the recruit friend changes. I don't know about you. Did you sit and watch BlizzCon from end to end, or did you just pick out a few panels that you wanted to watch?
Picked out much the panels that I wished to watch.
Yeah, which the virtual ticket made incredibly easy. I certainly enjoyed that. I did watch a few more things than I thought I would do. I thought I'd be more focused, well, completely focused on WoW. I did watch a few other bits and pieces. Now, I watched the WoW panels and the introduction of Warlords.
I like how you called it Warlords, but I think it's de facto now, Warlords. The WoD's not going to take off.
Yeah. We did get a tweet from Big Steve, but we can't talk about it because we have kind of a clean tag. But you should follow Big Steve. What's Big Steve's
Toast
Twitter?
Crawler.
It's Toast Crawler. There you go. You should follow him just for that, to be honest, because that is fantastic. Toast Crawler. I'm watching BlizzCon. I actually watched it a couple of times. I got the opportunity to listen to it in hospital. I got home and I watched a few of the panels that I hadn't been able to actually see visually. And I watched them back again as well when I noticed that people were discussing things in depth that perhaps I'd missed. I'm convinced that there was another BlizzCon, which we didn't get to see, which was the one where Blizzard had all its employees walk on stage and basically throw shit and piss at the audience. You know, they'd snub their noses, they'd probably do a little dance that says that we're taking your money and you can all just F off now. And that was the BlizzCon that we
didn't
see.
That must have been on the Sunday schedule.
Maybe it was, yeah. Somebody in the forums obviously saw it. In fact, quite a few people obviously saw it, because the amount of queuing, the amount of... And there are certain things which I could see, as soon as I saw them announced at BlizzCon, I knew were going to cause some trouble. The 20-man raid group was going to cause trouble. And BlizzCon knew, and the people at BlizzCon, the big aficionados, the big cheeses, knew that was going to cause trouble. And they spent considerable time apologising for the fact that it would be a change, but it, for the long term, it would be a good change. But when they say things like, when Warlords of Draenor comes out, we're going to let you get a free level 90, that we're going to change the models that have been around since 2005, that we're going to allow you to have what is in effect player housing on crack.
Yep.
Those things all seem relatively positive to me.
Are the forums full of, that's fantastic. Thanks for that.
Well, they may well be a few posts along the lines of that's fantastic, and I'm sure there are. However, they're buried under an avalanche of what seems to be QQmageddon.
Yes.
What is wrong with people? What is wrong with you people? Now, I'm not going to say that every time Blizzard says something, I bend over and say, yes, sir, please let me have another. But at the same time, when it's positive, it's positive. I can't imagine anybody, at least I couldn't imagine anybody, having a problem with the fact that with your purchase of Warlords, you would be able to create a brand new level 90 or increase a current character all the way up to level 90. I couldn't
see
that being a
problem. You can't see people queuing about that.
Do they ever stop? They are going on about how this is just basically buying characters and how, what is the point of me leveling a character all the way to 90 if somebody can just come along, pay their whatever the box set's going to be, $39.99, and get a free level 90. What is the point?
I quit.
The point is, it doesn't affect you in any way whatsoever. It has no effect on your game, as far as I can tell, at all. In what way does somebody's ability to gain a level 90 affect your journey to 90? How does it affect you?
Zero.
These are the QQs that I can't stand. Not the QQs that there are. Okay. Let me talk to you about another one just before I kick off this one. The character models are changing. Okay, and I saw the BlizzCon, and everybody in that room cheered. They showed some animations. They showed
smiles
some pictures.
Around.
And as far as I could tell, this is not a hideous change. Blizzard have taken the very good idea that they're going to try and keep the soul of the character. That they could have completely changed it. They could have gone completely the opposite direction and gone completely photorealistic and tried to do something that would have caused all sorts of problems and uproar. But they haven't. They've just nudged the polygon count, and they've increased the amount of movability that the characters have, and they've given them a bit more facial expression.
And I'll stick my hand up and say, you know, I wasn't as positive about that as I could have been, and saying, well, I only look at the back of the head of my turns, but Grim actually pointed out on Twitter that, well, you're looking at other people and people are looking at you, so all the better for it.
Yep, exactly.
Too darn right.
Exactly, and I also said on this week's core, I'm really looking forward to the Machinima. Can you imagine the Machinima that's going to come out of August?
We can.
Great. But anyway, but unfortunately, then during a little interviewette that Tom Chilton had with Cat Hunter and the other dude who I can't ever remember and don't really care for, he said they were asked, well, will we get a free, when we get our new characters, will we be able to change them? Free of charge, basically a free makeover. And he said, Well, no, we don't want to force a makeover on people. And if they want to, there are ways to do that, which, of course, means spending a wee bit of dosh on doing
it. You can go to the barbershop.
Go to the barbershop, you can change your hair, you can do other hair splits, pieces. The forms went absolutely batshit crazy because, people were saying things like, I created this character based upon my long-lost godmother and she died in a fire. How dare you, Blizzard, take away my childhood? And not let me change it to something that would look a bit more like that. I quit. There's petitions going on that say that we have 12,000 people that, you know, created a particular gnome female, and we saw the gnome female in the pictures. That looks nothing like the gnome female. And
imagine if they could change them completely. Imagine if they made it so that orc just didn't look like an orc. Well, exactly. Oh my god!
No, they turn them to a Lord of the Rings orc. Just imagine that. My god. But I think Blizzard will probably allow you to do a change. I think they probably will. They probably sit to their head and think to themselves, well, okay, it's no skin of our nose, really, just allow the person to have one free change. And he didn't even say it wouldn't happen. He just said he didn't think it would be necessary. And what he certainly didn't want to do is have every character log in when Warlords hit and have to make the decision whether they need to change or not.
I don't want to do that. I want the shiny new ones.
Exactly. And there's people saying, I want a button that I click to say that I only ever see the old models. Do me a favour. Do me a favour. You are out of your freaking mind. You are out of your freaking minds. I mean, really. So,
fly. Yeah, that's what they're in touching on the flying topic.
Oh, my goodness, man.
The world exploded.
As I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, hasn't pretty much every expansion made you go through a certain hoop in order to get flying?
It's got easier and easier. And with Cataclysm, there wasn't, because it was integrated with the existing world. So.
Although with Cataclysm, of course, we got the bonus of being able to fly in the old world, which you had to pay for in gold. Not a huge amount, I don't think it was a huge amount.
So
that was a different thing.
When Northrend first came out, you had to be 77, I think, before you could get Cold Weather Flying. But then, you know, later they relaxed it and you could get it at 68 or something. So you can basically fly it the whole way through it.
And you'd get a book, couldn't you, and give it to your
mates? Yeah, that's right. Mail a book around.
But then Panda came out, and they didn't want you to fly. They didn't want you to fly around the system. They'd built it so that it was all ground based, that you would be able, you would avoid a heck of a lot of the content if you flew. And so they made it so that you had to wait till you get to level 90. Although as soon as you hit level 90, you were able to fly. Now the difference in this one is that they have suggested, and I think it seems to be pretty solid, that you're not going to be able to fly until 6.1 hits.
Love it. Brilliant idea.
It was like fully supported. It was like throwing a grenade, though, wasn't it? It was like throwing a cuckoo
grenade.
Well,
yeah, I quit. Okay. You won't see me back till 6.1.
I'm not going to buy it. I won't buy it till 6.1.
Unbelievable.
I'd love them to buy it at 6.1 and say, well, you still have to get to 100. I'm not going to just give it to you out of the gate.
Of course not. No, it's still going to be 100.
So I don't know. I mean, I personally, I want it to be the way it's going to be. I don't want to be able to. Not that I don't want to be able to fly, but if I was able to fly, I would fly. It's not like I would be able to have the self control to try and do anything on the ground. So the fact that I'm channeled in that direction is fine with me. I think, like you, you want to go through the first run of a particular expansion, and you want to see it from the ground. You want to see how it was designed. You want to face the same potential terrors and beasties and all the other things on the ground. Exactly. With flying, obviously, you can avoid a heck of a lot of that. And you don't get the experience that they designed. They designed an experience, which you won't get if you fly over the top of it all. However, I should say that when I hit 100 on that first character and 6.1 comes out, I would love it to be the fact that at 90, my next alt foo could fly if they wanted to at a cost, as opposed to having to wait to 100 again. Because I don't like Panderland.
Not, like not in 6.1. No, you
you're hardcore.
Yeah, 6.2, 6.3. I think it's too soon. I think, I'm a bit more hardcore about forcing the experience.
I'm not saying
because your first character is not going to probably experience all of what there is, right? You're gonna hit level 100 before you finish. Say I don't know what zone is the last one, but say it's Shadow Moon Valley again. You're probably going to hit level 100 before you've experienced that. So your next turn, you're probably going to go, well, I'll go on quest there, and you want to be forced to have that experience.
Yeah, you're hardcore. The forums would eat you alive. I wouldn't go there, will you? Now, I don't... do you see a point... Say 6.3, they introduce, I don't know, a book or something along the lines they did in Northrend. That you would get that at 90 as opposed to having to wait for each of your characters to hit 100.
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I could see a compromise there a little bit. Although I have to say, I thought by now Panda would have done that. I was surprised that when 5.4 hit, there wasn't some way of giving your alts at level 85 the ability to fly as soon as they hit Panda Land.
Yeah, so probably...
Because they haven't. I mean, you still have
to get perhaps 90. So it's probably a good indicator, given that they're going to hold you to the ground till 6.1. That's the fact that we still can't fly it at 85 in Pandaland. It's probably a good indication that you're not going to be able to have your alts fly.
Yeah. Okay, so I think I don't understand the QQ for the whole.
Stop your QQing.
Don't QQ about stuff that's good. Don't QQ about things that don't affect you. The level 90 thing doesn't affect you. And I know that people are saying, well, basically, if you wanted to, you could buy level 90 for $39.99 because you can come along and get your Warlords expansion and stick it on as many accounts as you want.
It affects you positively because now there's a bigger pool of players to do dungeons and raids with you.
Yeah, and they're still going to have to go through the whole process of leveling to 100. It's not like they're jumping ahead to the end content.
It's not like you're going to have to go through that learning process. I can buy a raid geared level 100.
Yeah, not yet, anyway. I think it was, I can't remember who it was, but somebody did say, it may have been Metz, and he's a little bit off there. It may have even been Metz, it may have been Ghost Squad, they're both loose cannons. I think he said, listen, if we get to the stage where basically you're able to buy a level 90 by purchasing Warlords, why not sell one in the shop? Why not sell $40 and you can upgrade another character?
It's a short step.
There's a potential of that. It is a short step off of a high cliff, but at the same time, there's part of me that says, why not? I mean, I can level characters pretty damn fast, but I know a lot of people whose time is more precious to them and don't have that facility.
The latest episode of Ladies of Leap, which I hope everyone listens to, love the lovely ladies of Leap. Stephanie was actually talking about, who is Blizzard's target market for, World of Warcraft, and really the target market is the same people that it's been all along. The same people that have been playing it now for 9 years. Well, guess what? Those people are grown up. They're not 18 anymore. They're 27. Can I do maths? No, I can't do maths.
That's right. That's right. 9 years, 18,
and,
27.
They're now adults. They've got jobs. They've got families. They're not playing all nighters. They're not raiding all night. They're not putting in, 8 hour WoW days. And so the game needs to be.
Most of them aren't.
You're an exception, as am I. That's really what they've got to target the game at, because that's who their target audience is. And so I thought that was a very good point.
Yeah, very good point. Well made. Yeah. Well done, Stephanie. She'll never listen, but still. We give them the compliment of listening, but...
Zachary.
So there you go. BlizzCon queuing. I imagine we're going to have vast troughs of this between now and Worlds.
It'll
And
simmer
I
off.
kind of hope there's what I would love to do one day is follow the person and see if they actually do disappear. These people who are
Who
adamant they're
quits the
going to quit.
Superman? Rubbish. If you're basing your entire decision to play a game based on whether you can fly till 6.1, then this isn't the game for you, and go off and play something else. That's bullshit.
Can't fly in Hello Kitty Island, you know.
God forbid the poor developers get people to experience the content that they created.
Oh, how dare they? So, we were looking at, I don't know, a short show, perhaps. I think we may have kicked that one
We were
hard
aiming
in the
for 20
teeth.
minutes. I think we might have gone a little bit over that.
Just a tad. So, there's no real time for anything else. I guess we're going to have to say goodbye to
Oh,
episode
but next
10.
week, it's legs 11. Woohoo! Gotta love those bingo numbers.
Are we going to do that? Is that what you're going to do now?
Oh,
Is that
we
we
could
do
do
the
that,
bingo
couldn't we?
numbers for each number?
What's the bingo number for this episode? I don't know too many of them. It's been many years since I played bingo.
So, it's because in England it's like the Prime Minister's house or something, or the number on the
Oh,
door or
okay.
something like that. Yeah. So I guess it's different elsewhere.
Probably easier to remember in England.
Actually, it's almost us. It's one skinny bloke and a fat bloke.
Yeah, very good.
It's a shriek and a freak.
Pretty there's nothing else that rhymes with streak besides freak. You'll just have to be the freak. Sorry, mate. Nothing I can do about it. Alrighty. Well, everybody have an awesome week, because I'm going to have an awesome week, and we'll see you back here next week for episode 11. Bye.
Yay. Bye.
You've just skipped to the end of WoW Geekly. Well, hopefully you didn't skip all the way and enjoyed something of what we said this week. If so, let us know. If not, let us know that too. How, you ask? Well, you're all clever and discerning people and can probably take a darn good guess, but I'll spell it out anyway. Find us on the interwebs at wowgeekly.com or over on Twitter where, wait for it, at wowgeekly. Follow the lads directly on at Asheo and at LJeppy. Or if you have a hankering to write us more than 140 characters, email us wowgeekly@gmail.com. Please subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher, or if you're really into oversubscribing, do both.
Upload complete.